From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning and happy heart day.
Happy heart day today. Well, there's the study.
Okay. more studies.
Yep. Top 10 cheesy gifts women definitely don't want for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
An expensive bouquet of roses. That's the most surprising one on the list.
Well, some ladies do want it, and some of us know how much those things cost on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It's like, you ever notice the rates at Motel 6 on Valentine's Day?
Well, no. I don't know how you know that.
It's on the big sign next to Denny's where I go for Valentine's dinner.
Let's see here. A heart-shaped box of chocolates, a giant cookie with I love you written on it. All the cliche ones.
Uh-huh.
A heart-shaped locket. No, that's cheesy.
No?
An album of nothing but love songs.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, boring. A huge heart-shaped balloon.
I have no use for a balloon. I have plenty of uses for chocolate. Well, mainly just to eat it.
A giant teddy bear. Because it's useless. And where do you put it?
I don't know where you put it.
Also, a cheesy gift, getting a tattoo of your woman's name on you somewhere.
That doesn't do much for me.
Nah, it really doesn't. Yeah. Number one, pink furry handcuffs.
Who's that for?
What? S&M isn't romantic? That's shocking. Come on, I'm so shocked.
But is it more for him or for the girl?
39% of women have been disappointed on their Valentine's Day gifts.
So. I've never been disappointed.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Never have been. But did you see the X thing, though? You can name a hissing cockroach after your ex.
I did see that.
Yeah. I think that's the best thing going on this Valentine's Day.
All right. Well, we do have some news. What's going on?
Not that this is anything that Valentine's worthy, but Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club, the MTV reality show Lilo creating a nightclub in Mykonos, Greece, launched with decent ratings.
Yeah, we did.
Well, good for her.
And she did a lot of press around it.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Now, only 400,000 viewers tuned in last week.
Ew, that's not good.
Nope.
I think we have 400,000 listeners to this podcast, so... That kind of puts her in the same league as us, but she's got an expensive TV show on. Interesting. Okay, I gotcha.
60% of the audience dropped off.
Wow.
60% of the audience who tuned into its lead-in dropped off.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say 400,000. That's still not much from the beginning. That would have been, what, like a million? It had to be several million tuned into the premiere.
Curiosity of viewers. It's been satisfied.
Yeah, pretty much. I hear it's not a very good show. I haven't watched it. I don't expect it to be a good show.
I didn't.
Manage those expectations.
Maybe she should have called Ryan Seacrest to say, "Hey, Ryan,
how do you make a reality show, and how do you make it for 20 flipping years?"
You know, she left us for Dubai, so a lot of folks probably feel out of sight, out of mind. Serves you right.
Well, yeah.
Apparently, that's probably what's happened.
Well, we don't hear about her exploits overseas. Like we did here.
I mean,
has she wrecked any cars? Has she fallen down, gotten drunk under a table? Has she stolen or, excuse me, borrowed some jewels from somebody's house during a party? Nobody there cares. Nobody cares.
And so, you know, people are saying, well, you know, out of sight, out of mind. Yet, like, that's the reason. We don't care.
We don't care.
We don't
this
care,
is the
Lindsay
ultimate,
Lohan.
The ultimate Who Cares television show, Lindsay Lohan's Beach House.
Yeah.
Who cares?
People tuned in for the first few episodes to see what's happened to her.
Yeah.
Now they know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're done.
Okay.
They're good.
We're good.
Yeah. I haven't even tuned in. Maybe I will just for the... It's like I had to watch the 3 episodes of Coup de Cay. Maybe I'll have to watch an episode of Lilo's Beach House.
Look.
There's nothing else on and the remote's... If the remote's across the room...
You would watch another episode of Coup de Cay.
I would, but I already know what's happened.
Yeah, I know,
like,
because
so
we get the news here.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, why watch? Well, just for, you know, S&Gs.
Yeah. So I can throw eggs at my TV. No, not my precious TV. I'll never hurt my precious TV. I pet it every night before I put a blanket on it before I go to bed at night. Courtney Cox was on James Corden last night and candidly revealed that she lost her virginity when she was 21 years old.
What?
Yeah.
That would have made a great storyline for Friends.
That's true.
I don't remember if they did a virginity episode on Friends or not.
They did talk about it one time.
I think
Chandler was the last one. Or
yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Something like that.
You know, maybe Monica was his first.
No, we know that from previous episodes.
No, that's true. Yeah.
But 21 years old, that's almost on the shelf.
You mean when she was dancing in the dark with Bruce Springsteen,
she was just a virgin.
When she was playing Michael J. Fox's love interest on Family Ties, she was just a virgin.
Just a virgin.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, yes, that song could totally be about her. Maybe Madonna knew something that we didn't.
Maybe. Maybe she should have danced in Madonna's video.
She might have. Well, she probably asked.
Probably.
Virgin, over here. I'll do it. Volunteering.
She was armed with a pair of lace panties she received from her mom.
That's how you get a man. Slap on them lace panties.
She said, her mom gave them to her. She said, my mom never talked to me about one thing that I should have known.
Yeah.
That's what she told James. She said, I shouldn't probably say this, but I will say, but I will. I was a virgin until I was 21. I think we can be proud of that.
Well,
and actually, yeah, she could.
She could. Yeah. Yeah, that's good because she has a teenage daughter. So
that's true.
Maybe that message is out there. And maybe she's lying because she has a teenage daughter. Maybe she's not telling all the truth.
Well, she also described the silky drawers that her mom had given her. Maybe her mama thinks her mama was hoping she'd do the deed.
Here, honey. Just put these on. Magic will happen.
Girl, you need to get laid.
No
hashtags today, people.
Right. So I guess you won't be getting those fur-lined handcuffs.
Hey, we all know people that really need to get some.
Right. You know what? Now I'm going to drive by the Motel 6 to see how much a room is tonight.
What, you're not taking your wife to Denny's? You doing IHOP tonight?
You're giving away all my secrets? It's a surprise. Come on. Tutti frutti. Anyway.
I have no idea what that meant or where it came from.
IHOP.
Oh, tutti frutti, fresh and fruity.
Yeah, see?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. We're out of here. We got to go eat some chocolate and stuff. But we'll be back tomorrow with more frivolities. Have a great day.
You too.
Till tomorrow.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.